I'm excited about today and yesterday and last week and in the future. The future looks very, very bright for all of us. And sometimes when we're looking at the situations that we're facing, if you're into news cycle, my problem is I get a little too far into that news deal, and there's not very good news. Even what went on overnight, we had what they call a victory. I don't know if it's a victory when someone dies, the kids die, and all of that. Except when you're combating evil and good, you have to figure out what that is. And I think that in all of our lives, we have to make decisions that are going to benefit us. I mean, you know, I made a decision many years ago that benefited me greatly, that changed me so quickly that it was phenomenal, you know? And so I was thinking about God in all of his, I mean, God knows everything. I mean, Jesus, when you think about Jesus, well, let's go from God to Jesus to the Holy Spirit. Because when that new covenant was going to happen, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit came together. It was almost like a kiss of life, wasn't it? To the place that it even started a whole new covenant. Now, I'm a daily reader, or try to be a daily reader, and daily reading is good for you because you find out that Old Testament was not something easy to perform without the Spirit of the Lord. And that's why David was a man after God's own heart, because he had the Spirit of the Lord on him. When the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, he'd do great feats. Anytime in the Bible with men and women, when the Spirit was on them, they'd change things. You know, it was almost like a new covenant, like, well, this is never going to change, it's never going to change, and all of a sudden you have a man or a woman that steps on and dares to believe that God is real and is able to do the deal, and you have a mighty move. Amen? I think sometimes revival comes down to very practical things in our lives. You know, I look at listening to people and discussing on different subject matters, and you usually have two sides. You know, you have this side, and you're on this side or this side. You could be in the middle, but sometimes it's not even middle ground. You have to make decisions. Even in your mind, you made a decision. You probably didn't say anything to anyone, but you made a decision in your mind that this is the way I'm going to live, this is the way I'm going to walk, this is the way I'm going to talk, and you made up your own mind. Amen? And making up your own mind is, you know, that's cool, because if you don't make up your own mind, then you're following somebody else's mind. Have you know, like chores. Back in the day, I know my wife and myself talked about chores. Of course, I was a city slicker in Gary, Minnesota. But the chores, we always were working on farms, and we always seen the young people do their chores. They didn't get paid per se money for it, but they did get fed. They had a nice warm house. It was quite an enjoyable time, unless you didn't want to. But even in wanting to, Sandra told me a story about feeding the calves, and that was her responsibility. Now, they weren't very old. I think maybe Mary would be involved in this, but they were pretty young kids. And so the calves, they were going to feed the calves. Did they want to feed the calves? Apparently not, because they missed this one time. And when you miss one time, the calves, they'll tell on you. You know, if they don't get fed, they're going to... And just think, if we walked into a building and we didn't really want to, but in not doing it, you'd start hearing these calves. I can do a better calf, but I'd probably get a job if I do. So we have to understand that God has called us to walk in a place that only He can bring you. Amen. The Old Testament, I mean, Jeremiah, I was going through Jeremiah. No wonder he was weeping after he got done with everyone. I was weeping. You know, and he didn't miss a prophetic word for 42 years. Not a bad deal, but it didn't help him. It called him the weeping prophet. Because with all of the stuff that he prophesied, which was the Lord, it was not one time did he fail, except the people didn't listen to him. That would be tough, wouldn't it? When you know it's God, and you bring it in such a fashion that the people probably could do it, except they didn't have the power to do it. They didn't have the source, the resource, or resources to do it. But you know, that's not our case. Amen? And so I was thinking about this just on subject matter, was on, concerning practical things. You know, do you consider yourself practical? Okay, so the very first day that I believed, I did not consider myself practical. I was very unpractical about anything, pretty much. But it was a good thing that I did. It was a practical thing that I did that first day that I believed. I stepped out from the natural. Now, I was natural. I was born, right? Here I am, live and in color. I was born. But I stepped into something that was spiritual. And first day I believed, there was something happening. No one said, wow, you look like an angel, you know, your face is shining. No one looked at me and said anything like that. But there was something on the inside that had changed me from the natural. I was still a natural person, you know, good looking and suave and deboner and all those things. But something else was in me. Something else was taking over. And I think that that's something that we probably really have to appreciate every day of our life, not just the first day that I believed. You know, it's the second day that you believed is good. You know, 3 months, in 3 months' time, my barroom buddies said, they were always saying at the VFW and the Legion and stuff, oh, Jake, he'll be back. And about after 3 months, he said, I don't think Jake will be back. Well, the natural man, I mean, if they run into me, they'd look at me and say, well, are you going to come back? No. Well, what's happened to you? Well, I stepped into another realm that has changed me, a spiritual realm. And so it was interesting because I went from being a good church going, but used to be when I was a young person, I'd go to church all the time because my mama told me to, my daddy told me to. I didn't really want to, but if I could keep them happy, they would let me use the car, they'd let me use different things, and I just had to do one thing, go to church, sit there for a, you know, you get home on Saturday night at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, yeah, sometimes. Yeah, don't even want to go there. But you see, it was this deal that was on me was like, are you going to change or is it just going to be the same thing? Isn't that our society today? Isn't that everyone today? The society, you go and talk with them. I don't care if they're born again, spirit-filled believers, but without the Spirit actually stirring them and them walking in that. And you know, in one scripture, it tells us practical things. Are we a generational move? Would we call ourselves a generational move? And then the question is, are we in a generational move? Probably my generation. Okay, so are we going to be a multi-generational move? Question. Let's see. Generational. I'm walking. I still believe. You know, I still believe that God is going to do mighty, mighty things. I think a lot of young people that dads and moms affected their lives because they were just, you're going to church, buddy. And pretty soon, they didn't only go to church, but church got on the inside of them. Amen? And so now we have all those kids out there, and they're being taught of the Lord, so then we would be a multi-generational church. Okay? And I guess maybe the effectiveness of that will be how we believe, and how much we believe, and how much we disbelieve. Because I think people can be born again. They believe that they're going to heaven. They believe in God. But it's like the full gospel didn't get on them. You know, they're just saying, okay. And I don't question their salvation. I question, are they living in the abundance that God wanted them to live in? Now we still have the natural. We still have the spiritual. And now we have the choice to walk in the natural, walk in the spiritual. Amen? Jacob? Are you going to give me an amen? I thought I've walked into the Baptist church here. Shandarabasakaraba. Linda, give me an amen. Thank you. I appreciate that. That makes me feel better. Okay, so we find out in 1 Corinthians 15:46, it said, first in the natural, then in the spiritual. Okay? And a lot of you have read that, and you said, okay, we've been born, and now we're going to step into the spiritual, all right? So there's two things that went on there. You were born, you are alive, right? You've been born, you got a mommy, you got a daddy. You've been born, right? Amen. Okay, so now the question would be, have you been born again? Yeah, I mean, that's the answer. Yeah, I think I've been born again. Okay, so you got a born-again believer, and yet you got a person that's been born. And I was born, but for 26 years, I didn't walk in the second part of my existence, okay? And I really believe that's where people are at today. They just haven't stepped into the second part of their existence, the abundant life. Even being born again of the Spirit of God, you'd say, well, did the Spirit draw me? Of course, the Spirit drew you to Christ, so you're born again. Are you going to heaven? Yes, you are. But there's an abundance that God wants us to live in, and it says that we'll have life and life more abundantly, all right? Okay, does that make sense? So we went from the natural to the spiritual, and so do we always start out in the natural? I did get up this morning. I did take a shower this morning, thank God, everyone's saying. And so I did those natural things, and those things are natural, but we do them because that's where we're at. But what about stepping into the spiritual? And is there a stepping in? Okay, so Galatians 5:6 says, walk in the Spirit so I don't fulfill, and I put my eye in there, to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Okay. Walk in the Spirit. Now this isn't a deal like, oh, well, now I have to walk in the Spirit. Isn't it interesting how fast in our minds answers the things that we hear even? Walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What does that mean? Okay, I remember walking in the natural, not having any spiritual thought, and in 3 months' time after stepping into the spiritual, I literally was changed. People did not know who I was because of that spiritual deal. They'd seen me, that's Kurt Jacobson. But if they talked to me and found out I wasn't telling all the dirty jokes and all trying to be the life of the party in a natural sense, people loved me at a party until you went too far. Even the natural stuff goes, that dude's way out there. And they'd like it for a little while, but pretty soon you just didn't want to invite that person anymore because they were way out there. And of course, after you gave your life to Christ, and after 3 months and 6 months and a year, then they're talking about you, that person's way out there. I mean, I remember when just in the realm of being baptized again, okay, my parents were not so excited about that. That's my dad and my mom. They weren't so excited about that. Why? It's because I had stepped, not from my natural, I was still Kurt Jacobson, I looked like Kurt Jacobson, but in the spirit, I had changed. There was a brand new man changing me every day. And I believe that there's a place that we can walk in the spirit or we can walk in the flesh. And if we walk in the flesh, then we will do the things that the flesh does, the lust of the flesh, that we don't want to walk in the lust of the flesh. Okay, so what is the lust of the flesh? You hear lust, you just, all the thought is, oh, okay, all the bad things of the lust of the flesh, and you go. But the fact is, he didn't tell us to walk in the flesh. He told us, don't go there, stay here, walk in the spirit. Okay, so yesterday I came, and Danny, is this all right I share this? Or is that why you run back in the kitchen? Okay. Okay, well, Danny and myself, we come, we have a prayer meeting, a men's prayer meeting that we've been praying. I don't know, how many years has that been? Jim started it out, or suggested it, and we got going in it, and we've been doing it for 38 years. That's pretty good, 38 years Saturday morning. Now, I didn't make every Saturday morning, but most of them. What? Well, that can be just a tradition. That can be just, no. I get up on Saturday morning. Sandy said, you're going to prayer meeting? Absolutely going to prayer meeting. All right, I go to prayer meeting. Is a prayer meeting good? Anyone? Well, I hopefully it isn't bad. Sometimes we have to repent after our discussions before we pray. We have to repent for 15 minutes to get in the spirit. Not kidding. You know, but yesterday I thought, well, why don't we do it that I'm going to walk in the spirit and I'm not going to complain about anything. Danny and myself agreed we're not going to complain. That was tough on him. Because we were talking about volunteers. Okay, the volunteer deal. Okay, I said, well, I'm here and I'll volunteer. And Jim was here. I didn't hear Jim said I'd volunteer, but he did volunteer anyway because he was doing it. Did we finish the kitchen up? No, but we were in the spirit. And we worked for 2 hours. Oh, no, I worked for 1 hour. And that 1 hour, you know what? We got all sorts of things done. And I said, you know what, when you get older, you can't maybe do it in 4 hours. You have to do it in 4 days, you know, 1 hour a day. Isn't it true? But can I walk in the spirit for that 1 hour or be in the flesh for 4 hours? Well, I have to. When I have to, I shouldn't. Right? Tom, if you have to get out here and do this deal, Paul, working with young people and working with the kids and them guys coming and you got candy and they're running around. You don't have to do it, but you get to do it, Danny. You get to do it, and it's a good thing because you're walking in the Spirit. You decided yourself to walk in the Spirit. No one else had to convince you. Now, if they have to convince you or trap you in, I need volunteers. Of course we know we need volunteers. But if you're trapped into it, you're not going to be very enjoyable. And I like to dismiss people like that out of my life. If you can come for 1 hour and walk in the Spirit, I'm going, praise the Lord. But don't do 2 hours, one in the flesh and one in the Spirit. You know, I got thinking about Martha and Mary. Now, you know, I know that Mary was she picked the right thing, right? What did she pick? Huh? What did she pick? Yeah, she picked the spiritual, I would say, because she wanted to sit at feet of Jesus and listen to all these great things, and she was just enjoying it. But Martha, she was not happy. Now, you know, now we're going to have discussion. Well, Marthas are important too. No, I think Martha was in the flesh. And Jesus was trying to get something across to her. Martha, Martha, you think about all these things, but Mary has chosen the right thing to think about. I'm going, oh, Okay, I like that. I was thinking about myself. If I was in this house and my tracks of my fingertips were around the house touching it, and then they come in to convict me of the things that I had touched, they'd see my fingerprints. Amen? And I hope my fingerprints is in the house, if you hear what I'm saying. I hope my fingerprints are here, maybe on a rag. I'm trying to wipe off the fingerprints. But my fingerprints is in the house. Amen? This is our house. This is our place. This is our dwelling place. Amen? And so I want my fingerprints at 60. I said, okay, it said that he would give us 70 years to live. That's 70 years. And if we really kept it going, it would be 10 years more. That'd be 80 years. And Danny would just had an uncle that lived until he was 93 years old, had a funeral this last week. 93, right? And he was a sailor in the Navy and all this stuff. 93 years old, that's really doing it up. So I thought about that. Do I want to live to 93? Why not? How do you want to live? Oh, I'd like to live in the flesh and worry about everything. No, I want to live in the spirit. I want a spiritual experience every day of my existence, because that is the answer for every problem on the face of the earth. There is no problem. This book right here has every answer to every problem on the face of the earth. There is nothing that cannot be solved that is not in this book. Not a very big book either. Jack, you're playing basketball. I see some of your tracks around here. You keep on playing, buddy. I see some tile busted over in that other room, I noticed. Irritated me to the max. I was so mad I went home and I lost 3 nights of sleep because the stinking tile was broken. God help us. How about all that dirt on the door over there? What goes on? How about them, all them little fingerprints? You little scoundrels, get out of here. You're in the flesh, and sometimes you're in the flesh, and people say, well, I kind of agree with them. I don't agree with anyone that's in the flesh. Now, I might tolerate it, but I don't like it because I get in the flesh. Yeah, Danny could confirm that. Sometimes I come into prayer meetings, I'm in the flesh because I want this, and that. And you know what? Just in the flesh. Well, when you get in the spirit, well, how about having concern about that person and that person and that person and loving that person? And you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Darla? You know, can I love you without putting things on you so I can love you for those things? That's not good. That's not the spirit. And don't we do that a lot in our Christian lives? And I'm challenged. I think that God's wanting a brand new deal. Can basketball show forth the glory of God? If it doesn't, I think we're in the flesh. But everything is pretty practical. Basketball is pretty practical. You go there, you play as a team. If you play team enough, you win. You win, and you win. You got coaches, you got mentors that are overseeing you. If you're always bucking the system, or if the ref comes, hey, you know what? You can use practical spiritual things in basketball, football, track, daily living. I don't know what got into me when I put that big sign on my truck and said, Jesus is Lord. Well, what it was my go-to-church truck so I could do it so no one would see me. I didn't have a go-to-church truck. I had a truck and I put that on there. And so I went from a natural deal. I got up in the morning, took a shower, maybe did what I needed to do, had to. And so you went through all of that. And so when I got in that truck, I had those signs back there, and they forced me a little bit into acting like a person that's walking in the Spirit. Amen? You know, I didn't, stopping at the liquor store with those signs on the side of your truck probably wouldn't be your best place to hang out. You'd try to hide that truck a long ways away. You know, it was always on my mind. That spiritual thing was always on my mind. And when it was always on my mind, sometimes it was a good force deal. Did anyone tell me that I had to do it besides a Jehovah's Witness? Because my Jesus was smaller than whatever he was worshiping. Yeah. And you know, I smiled, and I remember the pastor, Fred Soaring, he jumped in the truck, was going to drive into Callaway. And the truck was a nice truck. It run good. But he come back, he said, "Man, I hardly could drive that truck." I said, "Well, why? Is the steering, anything wrong with the steering or anything?" "No, it's some signs." So, you know, I mean, it's just something about it that if we walk in the Spirit, then we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Martha, get in the Spirit. "Well, how dare you?" Well, Jesus dares. Amen. He told us, he said, "Walk in the Spirit and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Hallelujah. We're born natural. We enter into a spiritual realm. It's funny how many two things that are happening. I just think that like Galatians 6, as it was telling us, if it does not come from God and his word, probably it's not God. What do we have problems with? Suicide. Farmers are worried. I mean, the crops are still got water in between the rows. They look like they're going to have a crop failure. They're talking, "We're worried about suicide." Okay. Take this book, put it down there. So what's your answer for the suicide situation? To get in the flesh? Snap out of it. Yeah. Get in the Spirit. Walk in the finished work of the cross when Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit kissed and a new covenant happened. And this year, a new covenant is going to happen. There's going to be a born-again forceful force on the earth that's going to be brand new. It really is. It's getting out of control. I mean, you listen to that TV, you listen to what in the world are you talking about? Are you crazy? Crazy stuff. Stuff that is not practical, whatever. But this book is always practical. You can take it. First day I believed, I didn't even know the Bible existed almost. Second day, found out a little bit more. Third day, I found out I got born again. Fourth day, when I found out about a year later that I didn't have to be sick, I was so excited. But you're still going to get a fight about the Word of God and about its content on, is healing for today, for yesterday? Is God wanting you to be healed all the time? Is there circumstances? Just read the Word. Discern the Word. Said, okay. Now, I like the thought about Game Changers with the thought that, okay, I'm well fighting off sickness. I agree with that. In some sense, we do die. There is that thing. Take a look at me. 67 years old. I got one sister that went to heaven. I got a son that went to heaven. Got a lot of other people that hopefully went to heaven. But you know what? It's going to be my time sometime. And if we're not going to be generational and multi-generational and multitask, we're not going to be as happy in the abundance of God. You say, "Well, I'm having financial problems." Read the book. "Oh, why don't you preach a sermon on me?" I don't want to preach a sermon on finances. But I tell you what, there's money in this book. It's true. There's literally billions of dollars in this book. But you have to say, okay, apply the principles of walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Not easy. Now, I don't know if Danny, did you walk in the Spirit all day yesterday?
Probably not.
Probably not. Can you name any instance? No, I don't even want to go there. Well, today, my instance, okay, I was doing pretty good because I was thinking about this and, you know, preparing it. And then my wife said something, and then she gave me something to do. And then by two things that she gave me, I didn't have time. I had to go. I mean, I'm on the move, but you're in the flesh. Okay, I have to discern if I'm in the flesh or not. So I discerned, well, I guess I'm in the flesh. Did I apologize? Not yet, but I will when I get home. And I don't know if this is going to work for 2 days or 3 days or 3 months or I don't know how long it's going to work. But it works every time if you do it, right?
Yes.
How about, okay, here, stage. We're doing the whole deal. We're going to do this. We're building a deal here for the drums. Was I in total agreement with that? Does it make any difference? Who cares? I mean, why does everything have to be in agreement with me, or I'm going to be squawking and crying and moaning? Well, we're going to have a drum set here, and the drummer's going to be up here so it doesn't drown out the singers and they can hear. I guess that's the deal. And we're going to extend this deal. We're going to take that thing. We're moving it over there, and then we're... This floor looks terrible. Why don't we just put in a new floor? Let's get brand new carpet across here, put in a new floor. We're taking the entryway. We're tearing everything out of the entryway. We're going to put in a new floor. Hallelujah. I'm in the Spirit. Yes. Is it going to cost money? Yes. But what doesn't? The most spiritual thing I did this summer was I got through the summer. You know, just getting through the summer was pretty cool. And I did walk in the Spirit because if I get in the flesh out there, now I probably wasn't in the Spirit all the time. There was a few times I could think I wasn't. But when I'm in the Spirit, my body's good. It's almost like it's good. But you get in the flesh, man, you start having pains and aches and moanings, and then you're going for the Ben Gay and whatever you can stick on it, ice packs. It's funny where ice packs end up on me. Vibrating machines, you know. I could tell you about a I'm not even going to tell that story. But you know, you do it so that you can stay together, so you can keep on going to do it. And without complaining, that's not easy because it hurts. Things hurting. Oh, I'm stiff. I wake up. I've got the muscle spasm in my leg. I said, in Jesus' name, I'm going to get out of this bed, and he's going to have to deal with me from that point on. Amen? So our attitudes are so very important in what we're doing. Amen? I can tell you this much. If we will take things on and change the whole thing, we've been this way too long. If you hear what I'm saying. Just been here too long. Well, why don't we cancel out the children's deal? Because why? Because somebody had a good idea? No, they had an idea. It's practical to put on this big children's thing, spend thousands of dollars on toys. It's practical. Why? Because it's going to have an impact on the next generation that they're going to say, I remember that building there changing my life because I went to it, and this crazy dude up on the stage or up here dropped all these things down, and inside the balloon was a little deal going, I won something or other. That's going to change their lives. Good idea. Thank you, Jamie. Now, I did complain a little bit. Well, if I don't do it, nothing will get done. Have you ever heard that deal? If I don't step out, I said, well, if you're a leader, step out and get the thing done, amen? If you're leading, then lead. If you're not, get out of the way. Somebody else can lead. And Jamie did lead, but you see, she had the great idea. She drew up these things. well, is she going to perform it, or is there going to be a team with her that's going to perform this thing? And then when we covered this thing with brand new carpet, I like carpet, new carpet especially, it makes things new. I like new cars, new, you know, they're so stinking expensive, so, but I still like the smell. You know, the smell lasts for at least a year until I take over, the smell that is. So I'm thinking that we should get with the program. Let's get our fingerprints all over the building, huh? Okay, most spiritual thing, I was going to tell you, the most spiritual thing I did this summer is that we went and we, of course, you do your normal deal. Can we multitask? Yes. Are you a multitasker? Do you think that we could? I think we are. Okay, so anyway, you get done with this, and then you're to this point, and I can't go anymore. Sometimes I'd come at noon, I'd go home from the job, take a shower, and I couldn't take a nap, wanted to take a nap, but I still had, you know, 3-4 hours, so I'd take a shower, I'd lay down, Jacob would rub me down, and then I'd run out there again because the concrete was setting up and I had to get out there again, and I made it through, okay? And then when I got home, of course, oh, he's worked so hard, oh, I don't think he can go another inch. I said, no, go lay down. Take a nap. When you get up, pretend it's another day. Get up, walk in the Spirit. So we'd go over to Linda's. This, I said, okay, I think I can get 2 more hours out of this body. So I went over there, and Linda, Sandra, and myself, we were building this fence. Okay, in my mind, was I totally into it? Well, I had to be because I could have said no. But then I had my wife, sister, you know what I'm saying? Sister, wife. So I could have did it for my wife because she said, oh, I'm so happy that you're doing this. It's going to make Linda so happy. That could have been my fulfillment. But you know what? I said, hey, I got 2 hours. And I went over there and we dug holes and we did this. In 3 days, we were about half done. Maybe a little bit more. But the girls learned so quickly that they took off, they took over. And when I come over, the fence was done. The girls took over. See, what happened was they caught it. And they knew now. Linda said, well, I don't know how to do it, okay? Have you ever been there before?
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do it, so I didn't do it. That's theory. We got to be doers of walking in the Spirit. So when I said I knew how to do it, but was I willing to share that with someone else? And did I expect that I would have to finish it and put all the little tops on and different things in this fence? Hey, man, they took off. It was her home. She wanted it done, so she took off with it. Isn't that the way we should be in the kingdom? In this house right here, there's mold back there. How do you like the tape there? I like that tape. I tell you what, I hope you get, does anyone got some duct tape? You know, duct tape is a cure for all.
Yes.
Black mold, no problem, I got duct tape. You know what? We're so much more than what we've become in some senses. We can push ourselves further than where we go. Amen. Like I said, I'm going to be 60. Well, I'm 67, but I started counting. You remember that? Okay, I'll leave that alone. And so here we are. Before us lies every answer that we have in the Bible. Young men playing soccer, playing sports, give it to Jesus. Pray. You don't have to pray out loud. You don't have to get a sign and put it around your neck and run around. I'm a Jesus man. Start praying. Start seeing what God can do. Because the world's trying to get you involved with them refs, trying to get you in a bad attitude about your coach, trying to get you in everything else to put you in the flesh instead of the Spirit. And I want to be an abundant life man walking on the face of the earth, using everything I can. It's not illegal to give your business to God and walk in the Spirit. In the kingdom, it's illegal for you to walk in the flesh. Because the lust of the flesh is going to get you down the road, and it's only going to be death. You ever seen dead men walking? People that are born again, but they forgot about the abundant life. There's an abundant life in God, doing crazy stuff. We wouldn't miss church. I mean, Thursday night, Sandra, myself, the kids, it was like we went to the rodeo or something. Just crazy. And then after 6 weeks, we found out there's a devil. And he didn't want us to go to church. So every time we went to church, the devil showed up and tried to get us in the flesh. And when we get in the flesh, we had to go to church to get back in the spirit. So it was that flesh, spirit. And after six weeks, we decided to start praying when we were driving. We'd start singing silly songs. Let's go up to Zion. Let's go up to Zion. We learned some of them. And so we do that. And you know what? The devil didn't show up anymore. And my flesh was not ruling anymore. How about going to work? I have to go to work. Okay, well, I missed a meeting. Oh, I missed another meeting. Oh, I missed another meeting. Oh, yeah, I didn't invite anyone. Does it make any difference? Do you think God really can make a difference? Well, I tell you what, if he can't, we're in trouble. Because all the stuff that's coming now at us is demonically inclined to destroy us. The spirit of suicide, oh, let's pray against the spirit of suicide. Practical things destroy suicide. Not praying about it. Praying's good. Well, we're praying for, I said, great. But give them something that they can live practically saying, hey, you know what? Let's walk through this thing a little longer. Danny and myself making an agreement yesterday, you know, we walked in the spirit for a couple hours. Danny said, well, there's no one here. I said, well, I'm here. And so I got my hands. When it's cleaning time, do you like a clean house?
Yes.
I like a clean house. Yes. And then he told me that this place hadn't been cleaned for 2 years. Well, it isn't clean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You sweep the floor and then it's clean. But when it's clean from top to bottom. So we started from the top. Did we get done? No, we didn't get done. Are we going to go back? Yes. I worked for 1 hour. Jim, he might have worked for longer. I don't know. Danny, I said, Danny, don't worry about it. He had other things to do, but we're coming back. So we get our fingerprints all over this building. Amen. I'd like you to be a fingerprint person. So when the evidence comes and the Lord says, ooh, that person's been here. Oh, wow. That person's been here. I see the handprint of God. Because we walk in the Spirit. We're God's people. Amen. Love you today. Just love you. But you know what? If we can get this right in our minds and our lives, hey, the rest of it doesn't. You know what? And if it's forced on you, get rid of it. If someone's forcing you into it, get rid of that, because that's not the Spirit. Get into the Spirit. Say, I'm going to walk in the Spirit. Amen. So I don't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Good. Hallelujah. Oh, we stand. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this beautiful people. God, we have to convince each other that there is a spiritual kingdom, which there very, very much is, and that we're going to walk in it. You're healed right now in Jesus' name. Back pain right now in Jesus' name. You're healed. I'm healed with back pain. I've been having spasms in my back in the name of Jesus. I walk in the Spirit, not the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jack, for playing basketball on this floor. And I hope someday I can come and say I could be a part, a little bit of a part, of walking in the Spirit and saying, okay, I noticed that there's, and you didn't do this, but there's little handprints all over that wall there. And that looks so nice at conference. Or we can take a pail of water and wash it, and it looks nice for conference. You know what I'm saying? Let's not make such a big deal out of such a small thing. How about filling up this church with the glory of God? Find someone. And if you need, you know what? come to me and complain. If the sermon wasn't properly laid out, then we will change the sermons so that person could have an experience so they could come to Christ. My feeling should not be that, well, you didn't like my sermon. Well, maybe that sermon wasn't the sermon I should have preached to bring that person to the place that they needed to come. Amen? Because we are, if we walk in the Spirit, Bethany, we won't miss it. Amen? Are you good at taking offerings? Okay. Pray about that. You're going to be the offering taker. I can see it. When I looked at Bethany, I seen that smile. I think I'd throw my whole wallet and everything at her. Glory to God. Yeah, I've been thinking about this all week, so. Glory to Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the congregation again. And as they walk out here, this is not a trick. Preach a message so that we can get done with our conference or get done with the hallelujah night or get done with this or that or the other. God, if we have to do it that way, it never changes. But God, in 1 second, in 1 moment, when the Spirit come in, changed me and kept on changing me and kept on changing me. In this day, at 67 years old, I'm wanting a change for the new day that lies ahead. God, I want to change more now than I did at the first. And in 1 year's time, they'd say, what happened to that dude, man? He's so much different. He's so alive. He's so filled with what God's wanting to do. And we wipe out the spirit of condemnation. Yes. And you know, if you feel condemned, please come to me too and say, hey, you know, I didn't mean doing that. Maybe I was in the flesh. Oh, could you get in the flesh, Jake? Oh, yeah. Danny told me I could at least. So, guys and gals, love your wives, love your husbands, love your children, love your moms and dads. Walk in the Spirit, and the devil's going to be defeated completely because we're hearing the book. Amen. We're hearing the answer, and it makes a big difference. God bless you. You may be dismissed. Make sure that you say hi to someone. Hug them. Tell them that, man, we can do the deal. What we got there, Danny?
There's brochures, extra brochures on the table back there. So if we have some in envelopes, so if you want to mail them to friends or just leave them someplace, there's extra brochures there. Take them.
Hope, are you running to the brochures?
Yep.
I love it. If you're needing prayer, please come and we'll pray with you, for you. Again, Lynn and Ed, if you're at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, if you want to call her and pray for them, it'd be so good because they're wondering. So, yes.
Wow.